Dennis Thompson has always loved motorcycles, but a devastating 2001 crash took his right arm, his right leg, and his vision. Now, with the help of his wife, Thompson still rides, and on the back of the same motorcycle he crashed in. As part of a collaboration with KOMU, KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman caught up with Thompson to find out why he keeps riding.
This is the sound of freedom for Dennis Thompson.
I love the sound of Harleys when they're tuned right and everything's working.
Thompson's Harley has a 131-inch motor and no muffler. The motorcycle almost vibrates from the sound. And while Thompson associates this noise with freedom, this bike almost cost him his life.
I'm tough. You know, I was in the Army and I ain't afraid of nothing.
Dennis was very wild, very free-spirited. Nothing really bothered him.
That's Dennis's younger brother, David Thompson. Dennis says back then, he had a lot of anger.
I messed up. I started, you know, drinking, trying to drink the anger away. And, you know, it was, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 10, 12, whatever. And pretty soon everything just disappears, you know.
So. Things took a turn in April 2001.
Just had a bad day at work. I was out trying to get rid of my anger.
Dennis was riding his motorcycle at night. He was wearing sunglasses, making it harder to see.
And I had been drinking a few beers, you know, which is a mistake, but going down there and didn't see the car coming, and they didn't see me until it was too late. They wiped along my right side, took my leg out, and then my arm went through the windshield of the car.
Dennis was taken to the hospital. He spent almost 3 months in a coma. The crash had taken his right arm and right leg, and he was now blind.
My brother had been at the hospital every day.
He just said, I can't do anything anymore. You know, I'm not able to do anything. I'm worthless.
And when I woke up, he said, yeah, we saved your motorcycle. It's in the shed and at the house. And I'm like, what? What are you going to do with that old piece of junk now, you know? And he said, well,
you know your bike, you know, all that kind of, you know, all the things to do with the motorcycle. So why don't we rebuild it?
And I'm like, okay, well, we'll try, you know.
Together, the brothers began to rebuild Dennis's bike. David says in the process, Dennis discovered he could still do things.
Yeah, it was a little slower, but he was able to do it. That was really the goal. Is that he could do things.
We're gonna for sure go down like to motor.
It's a chilly Saturday afternoon, and Dennis and his wife Sandy are getting ready for a ride on the motorcycle Dennis crashed on more than a decade ago. They met after the accident.
You'll go that far, honey?
Dennis, don't start.
And Sandy drives a motorcycle while Dennis sits in the back. The motorcycle is a beauty. It's jet black with a subtle gold flame design.
You can crash in a car. You can crash in a tractor trailer. Just because you crash doesn't mean that you stop doing what you need to do, you know, or even what you enjoy doing.
David says the crash transformed Dennis, and not just physically.
I think then it was more about Denny, where now you would think it would be, and it's not. It's more about, I guess, the relationships and the people around him.
Dennis says he loves the sound of the motorcycle, but it's about the community he's formed through biking. He says that's what keeps him riding. For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.